Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds right-handed pitcher Andrew Herbert. And Andrew, thanks for a few minutes here. It's been a really good run for you with the Shorebirds since joining them about a month ago. So how would you maybe describe how this first run at affiliated ball has gone for you so far?
It's pretty sick. It's a new experience, you know, all the new things I've been exposed to and all that stuff. And just having the guys around are, you know, really good guys to have around. So they helped me get to where I need to be, kind of.
You signed with the Orioles at the end of May. You quickly make the transition here to the Shorebirds and jump right into the single-A level of baseball. So what's that transition been like for you, kind of joining the Shorebirds here midseason?
I try not to think about it too much. I mean, playing any ball before is just – I'm trying to treat it the same way and just go out there and just do my thing on the mound.
You talked about pitched an indie ball before coming here with the Washington Wild thing. So what's it been like transitioning from really that level of baseball coming here now to affiliated ball where you've been trying to probably get to for a little bit?
It's not that different as some would think. It's still just professional baseball. You just got to go out there and do your thing.
What was it like for you when you first got the call from the Orioles to sign and come here?
I mean, it was incredible. It's what I've been trying to do my whole life, you know, and getting that call was something special. Got to tell my whole family and stuff and follow kind of in my brother's footsteps playing affiliated ball.
You mentioned your brother. He played in professional at this level. It was a pretty high draft pick as well. So maybe what did you learn from him when he was playing in the pros for a little bit?
He kind of just said, just don't let it get to your head. Kind of just do your thing and just, you know, you got signed for a reason. Don't change anything you're doing.
What have you liked the most about playing at this level of baseball?
Just the experience and the teammates and stuff like that. Just being around all these guys from all over the world and stuff. Different cultures in the locker room.
What have you maybe learned the most? Yeah, obviously, pitching at this level, maybe the technology you've talked about a little bit, maybe the information you'd be able to take in pitching against guys at this level.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the technology is a lot. There's a lot more technology and stuff like that. You get a lot more in depth into your mechanics, biomechanics, and all that stuff. So it's a new way of learning how to pitch for me.
Pitching at the NAI level in college, in terms of going from experience from that level of baseball, where maybe it's not the same kind of competition as Division I, but pitch at that level, how much can you still gain from playing at the NAIA level?
Still the same thing. Still out there with on the pitcher's mound with the catcher and just got to execute pitches. And, you know, NAIA is not that different, I don't think, from some D2s, maybe some D1s. So, like, you know, there's some good competition out there. And, yeah, I got to go out there and compete every day.
What's it been like working with Bailey Volstecki, the pitching coach?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, he's a cool guy. You know, I talk with him a bunch and we have fun and stuff. He's a good, very cool guy.
You haven't given up a run in over 17 innings, so what has worked for you well on the mound thus far?
Just throwing strikes, competing in the zone, you know, getting ahead, staying ahead, and trying not to fall behind in counts.
What is a goal maybe you have for yourself the rest of the season, or what are you hoping to accomplish as we keep moving forward here?
Get better every day. Just learn from all the everyone around me and stuff like that. Try to learn from everyone and get better.
Well, Andrew, we really appreciate the time, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Andrew Herbert, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.